conference, come to their facility to review a particular product, and they offer to pay for the flight or the hotel, that requires ethics office review and approval in advance of accepting that gift as defined by law. So that we have a large number of requests related to that, especially also in our technology area, our computer sciences and technology areas with some of the larger Microsoft, et cetera. So with respect to those advisory inquiries, we really do try to stay ahead of the game and try to avoid the phone call that may come afterwards. But I have to say that I wish we could spend significantly more time in that advisory and educational services area. I do feel that that's a very proactive way to increase awareness and understanding. But with a very small office, that can sometimes be difficult. In addition, we also try to always increase our exposure. As the largest public university, the kind of longest standing ethics officer in public university, we like to make sure that we're out there on both a local and a national level. Due to our volume of activity, though, this year, we've really been very limited. We've done a few presentations in the College of Business here on the Urbana campus, and also some presentations at the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics Officers Conference. We were very actively involved in the Sexual Abuse and Harassment Prevention Task Force, and also with assisting in the policy development and the development of that training that will be starting, I believe, literally next week. So, with respect to our annual ethics training, I feel like sometimes a little bit of a broken record, but again, in 2012, we were over 99.9% compliant. We had over 48,000 individuals completing training, and right now we have 14 individuals that I'm still looking for to make sure that they complete their non-compliant training, and I'm very confident within the next couple weeks we'll get that taken care of so that we can wrap up the 2012 year and get ready to start our 2013 training. I think our biggest challenge now is trying to keep that training fresh, and that's a very, very difficult task considering the repetition of topics. But we too try to do that with current examples. We continue to develop the training, and we also provide high-level technical support to the 8 other public institutions here in the state. And we do that on a fee-based contract so that we can all keep our costs low with respect to the training program. We are also one signature away from contracting with at least one community college to actually purchase the content of our training. What they would like to do is on an annual basis purchase our content and then work with the same vendor that we do to modify that training to fit the community college environment. So they have recognized that we've done most of the work and that there's no reason for them to start from scratch. So I see that as a great compliment with respect to recognition of our expertise in the subject matter. And my last comment, because I promised to keep it at about 3 minutes, is that for all of the trustees, and actually probably a lot of you in the audience, the Secretary of State's office will be mailing your statements of economic interest forms next week. So please get those done, and do not send them back to the Secretary of State's office. Please send those to the Ethics Office. We are required by law to review the 8,600 statements that are mailed for the University of Illinois. And so those need to come back to the Ethics Office so that we can review those and get those filed timely with the Secretary of State's office to make sure that there are no fines incurred. So thank you, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer those.
Thank you, Donna. It's always very impressive all that you've done and created a role model and a leadership role for us to play within the rest of the state. So I know that all of us appreciate everything that you've done for the university. Are there any questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Jim Montgomery, I think you were going to lead us through the next section.
Yes, thank you. During 2008, our university and this board acted on a historical development, the endorsement and structural adoption of what would soon thereafter result in the university's largest research center based outside the United States.